Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Happy New Year to everyone. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, or hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you stopped by to be a part of the show and to see what God is doing through this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see another day and to see a new year. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father, for our food, our clothes, our roof over our heads. Oh, Father God, we thank you for providing for us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago that we might have life in him, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all things. Everything, oh God, that you have already done for us, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick, the shut-ins. We pray for those behind prison bars, oh God. We pray, oh Father God, that you will comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the lost souls, oh Father, all over the world, oh Father. Pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin and come to know Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that they will seek you, Father. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, oh, Father, and come out of sin, oh, God, while they yet have time, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we praise you because you're able, God, you're a willing God, that you're able to do all that you said you can do. Oh, God, we just praise you, oh, Father God. We just worship you, oh, God. We adore you, O God. We exalt your name on high, O God. For there is no other God like you. Oh, hallelujah. For you are an awesome God. O God, we just praise you. We worship you. We adore you, O God. We pray, Father God, that you will meet the need of every person under the sound of my voice, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you know what they need, oh God. And we're going to thank you in advance, oh God, that their needs are being met, oh Father, whether it be money, whether it may be food, whether it may, maybe it's peace or joy, oh God. We thank you for providing whatever they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just praise you and worship you, oh Father. We got a yet praise, oh God. We got a yet praise. I can say I got a yet praise. We praise, we praise you, we worship you, for you're so worthy, oh God. Oh God, you're so worthy of all of our praises, oh Father. Oh Father God, as we go through this new year, Father God, we ask that you will guide us, oh Father, in the right directions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh Father God, we thank you for your divine protection, oh God. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you, oh God. We praise you. We adore you. We love you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we worship you. Oh, hallelujah. We praise your holy name, oh Father. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, for he is so worthy. He allowed us to come into a new year. Amen. Glory to God. He is worthy. Many did not see 2014, but God has shown us favor. He has shown us mercy, and that's a reason to praise the Lord. Amen. The message will be coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 15. Amen. And the word of God reads, Lord, your Holy One, the creator of Israel, your king. Thus says the Lord, with making way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horses and the army and the power, they shall lie down together, and they shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as a toe. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. And they shall kill for my praise. And our key scriptures will be 18 and 19. And 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Today, we get ready to listen to things forth. Get ready for the new thing. This particular set of scriptures is talking about the victory for God's people and how God redeemed his people. And we have to kind of touch Egypt a little bit, but this is only a 15-minute show, so if you can go back in your own devotional time and read what God had did for the people in Exodus, in the book of Exodus, in Egypt, and also read the rest of this chapter here of Isaiah. When we look back at the journey of the Israelites, the Bible tells us in Exodus that it was a great exodus, a mass departure of the people that God had delivered, the Israelites, which was his people, and he had brought them out of bondage, out from up on the Pharaoh in the land. And when God began to move in the land, there were great miracles of God that was done, the wonders and the things which God had done that the people in Egypt in themselves had not seen. It was a new thing to them because, first of all, they didn't know Moses and the Israelite God, because the people had been in bondage for over 430 years, and they had believed that God would send forth a deliverer, and which he did. And we're going to kind of make the story kind of short to get to the new things, but when God brought the people out of Egypt, he brought them out with the things of the enemy. And even as they had left out of the land, the Bible says that Pharaoh and his chariots came behind the children of God. And the Bible says when they got in at the Red Sea, and the people saw the army coming, the enemy coming, that's why it tells us in this scripture that the horses and the chariots and the army and the power, they shall lay down. See, in our Egypt, we got pharaohs. And they don't want to let us go. But just as God did it for the children of Israel, the Israelites, he's going to do the same thing for his children today. Because, see, the devil wants to bring everything that was over in 2013 that was holding us in bondage under these pharaohs and in these land of Egypt. God is about to do some new things in our land. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible says that when they got to the Red Sea and God had told Moses to lift up the rod, or the staff of power, as I called it, a new thing happened that the people had not seen before. It was a miracle because the Red Sea stood up like walls, and the people of God went across through through on dry land to the other side. And even when the enemy came behind the people of God, the Bible says that when Moses lifted up the staff, the water came back down on the enemy, and the enemy was drowning in the Red Sea. That's why God says, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because God is getting ready to do some new things that are about to come forth in the land all over the world for the children of God. This message may not be for everybody, but it is from somebody. Because see, some of us have been struggling in our lives. We've been persecuted and afflicted in our land. Oh, hallelujah, we have suffered in the land. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But God says, I have heard the cry of the people. That's why he says, I am the Lord. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel and your King. And he says, I am getting ready to do some new things in the land. He says, I'm going to heal your land. He said, I'm going to open doors that no man could close. He said, I'm getting ready to do some new things. Oh, hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the new. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Don't worry about all of the other things that happened in 2013. Just get ready for the new. Hallelujah to Jesus. Woo, I've been shouting out. Let me tell you, I've been shouting about this message. I said, Lord, I just thank you for the new. I don't know how you're going to do all the things you're going to do, but I'm going to thank you. That's why he said you're going to praise him. That's why he says down here, he says, and they shall show forth my praise for what he's getting ready to do. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know your promises, what God has given unto you. I don't know where you are right now in your life, but I know that God is God, and God can do just what he said he's going to do. And when he tells us in his word that I'm going to make a way in the desert. Because, see, the Bible says that when the Israelite was in the wilderness, God did a new thing in the wilderness. He rained down manna so they would eat. They didn't starve. You ain't going to starve. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible said that he did another new thing. Now, the quails came down, and he fed the people. Oh, hallelujah. The miracles that you read about in this word. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God is going to do some miracles all over the land. Get ready. Get ready for what he's getting ready to do. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible said that he did another thing. He brought water from a rock, and the people did drink. And not only did the people drink, the animals even drank from the water, from the rock. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. God is about to rain down some blessings for the righteous. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. That means you ain't going to go like it for nothing. You might not have had any food in your cabinet last year. You might have been overwhelmed in debt. God is going to do some new things. He can open the door that you can have everything that you need. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Just I'm ran out on us. God is getting ready to restore what the enemy has tried to take from his children. He's getting ready to restore. If he did it for the Israelites, he's going to do it for us today. Oh, hallelujah. He just told us. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to believe in the word of God and what it says. Hallelujah to Jesus. I see him moving already in my life right now, supernaturally. Oh, hallelujah. Just because you don't have the money don't mean he can't do it. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. We are running out of time, running out of time. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe in confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved, and change your life today, find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, get ready for the new things that God is about to do in the land all over the world. Amen. He's getting ready to heal, deliver, free. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. And he's going to do it supernatural because he's that kind of God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, for he is so worthy to be praised. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Go ahead and give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise because he is worthy. He is getting ready to do some new things. Amen. Glory to God. You be blessed. Have a great week. Let no one steal your joy. Tune in next week at the same time in the same place with your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.